News in brief at Press TV. Several human rights groups are calling for an investigation into the Central Intelligence Agency's torture program. Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and the American Civil Liberties Union have asked for the appointment of a special prosecutor to undertake the task. They also submitted a petition with about 112,000 signatures. A leaked autopsy report on an African-American man in Baltimore has revealed that he died because of a high-energy injury to his neck and spine. It says Freddie Gray sustained fatal injuries when the police van in which he was riding suddenly decelerated. Local authorities say Gray's death was a homicide. Whistleblower website WikiLeaks says the U.S. National Security Agency spied on France's last three presidents. The phones of Jacques Chirac, Nicolas Sarkozy, and the current leader, François Hollande, have been reportedly tapped back in 2013. Former NSA contractor Edward Snowden exposed Washington's massive internet and phone data spying on its allies, including Germany. Russia's foreign minister says the Minsk agreement on resolving the crisis in eastern Ukraine must be fully implemented. Sergei Lavrov said military de-escalation in Ukraine's Donbass region is of utmost importance. He blamed certain forces in the region for seeking a military confrontation. Fresh airstrikes by Saudi warplanes on Yemen have left 15 more people dead. The strikes targeted regions in Sada province. This follows the bombardment of the Hara district in Hajjah province, which killed one person. The Saudi military campaign against Yemen has so far left more than 4,400 people dead. The death toll from Pakistan's blistering heat wave has gone well beyond 700. Most of the fatalities occurred in the port city of Karachi. The provincial capital of Sindh has seen temperatures rising to 45 degrees Celsius. Frequent power outages and the subsequent water cuts have worsened the situation. Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to bring to trial those who killed an anti-Syria attack fury terrorist in the occupied Golan Heights. Syrian Druze killed the militant after attacking the ambulance, which was taking him to an Israeli hospital. Tel Aviv has for a long time supported militant groups fighting the Syrian government. And an official report shows that Brazil's prison population is the fourth largest in the world. It says over 600,000 inmates are behind bars in that country. The number of inmates in Brazil has increased by over 160% in the last 15 years. The U.S. has the world's largest prison population.